American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
The bottom line is your basics all the time.
That's Dr. Stephen Falk from Boehringer Ingelheim on bovine respiratory disease and the prevention and treatment of BRD.
Have your food in place, have your environment in place. They've got to have a healthy place to live, a healthy place to eat. If that, no matter what we do, it's probably not going to work. Now, once we step past that, well, what we know about the respiratory side is usually they'll start as a viral invasion. So that's where your vaccines come in the most. The viruses, we can vaccinate for a lot of them and protect against them. BVD is your classic one we're talking about. IBR is another one we hear about a lot. And there's BRSV and PI3. Those are kind of our big ones right now. They kind of set the stage. They do cause disease themselves, but really what they're doing is just knocking back the host's immune system and allowing then these bacteria that can really wreak damage to come in. And that's when we start talking our Mannheimias and our Pasteurellas and things like that start coming on board. So the key for your bad pneumonias is prevention up front. And that's usually actually stopping them at the viral stage if we can.
Management practices are top of mind really with anything, and that applies to this as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, if you don't have the basics down, they can't do anything. A good example is people kind of forget about parasites and vaccines. And you go, okay, what do you mean parasites and vaccines? There's no vaccines for parasites. No. But the way the immune system balances is that when it's dealing with a parasite load, it will actually back down the other half of the immune system that deals with viruses and bacteria. So if we have a lot of parasites here, guess what? If these viruses come along, they're not going to be able to deal with them and they're going to get sick. Well, think about this too. What are vaccines? Well, we're bringing those viruses and bacteria and exposing the animal to it. So if we have a lot of parasites, they can't even respond properly to the vaccines. So we've just mismanaged our vaccines and they're going to say, oh, the vaccines failed. Well, no, management failed because we didn't deal with the real problem that we had immune issues because they were wormy or they weren't fed right, the air quality was bad. All these things have to be considered to make the whole system work.
That's Dr. Stephen Falk from Boehringer Ingelheim. And stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.